The month of April marks a significant span in Canada immigration. Starting this month, 5 provinces in Canada are raising their minimum wage rates, and permanent residence applicants in Canada will see an increase in their application fees. Stay tuned for further details on these updates. Hello and welcome to My Consultant, your go-to source for monthly updates on Canada immigration. We are starting today's episode with Canada moving its postgraduate work permit ineligibility deadline forward, followed by 5 provinces in Canada raising their minimum wage rates, and a new survey for caregivers in Canada. Stay tuned as I will throw some light on IRCC increasing its permanent residence fee for applicants, and Tashina will disclose Canada's new release on rural report. This episode of My Consultant is brought to you by Scotia Bank.
In the first month of 2024, the IRCC had confirmed that international graduates of college programs delivered through a public-private curriculum licensing arrangement will no longer be eligible for a post-graduation work permit. This change will now take effect on May 15, 2024, rather than the previously announced date of September 1st, 2024. To simplify, this means that international students who start this type of program on May 15th or later will not be eligible for a post-graduation work permit. However, this change does not prevent a student from one of these programs from applying for another type of work permit once they graduate. The list of designated institutions, including whether institutions graduates are eligible for a post-graduation work permit, will be available on the IRCC's website.
These 5 provinces in Canada have increased their minimum wage rates effective from April 1, 2024. Yukon, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Newfoundland and Labrador have announced their new minimum wage rates. The Prince Edward Island minimum wage will rise by 40 cents per hour to $15.40 per hour. The new Nova Scotia minimum wage is $15.20 per hour. New Brunswick's minimum wage is now officially set at $15.30 per hour. The minimum wage in Newfoundland and Labrador has now increased by 60 cents to $15.60 per hour. And the Yukon minimum wage is increased by 82 cents to $17.59 per hour. These increases in minimum wage rates aim to fight inflation and improve the standard of living of workers in these provinces.
The opportunity to participate in a survey for caregivers in Canada has officially closed. Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, the IRCC, was looking to learn more about the experiences and views of caregivers that had worked or currently work for the Home Child Care Provider and the Home Support Worker Pilots to better understand what is working well and where they can improve for the future. As usual, the survey was confidential and voluntary. The answers collected will not affect any past, current, or future applications with the IRCC, and it will also not affect your status with the IRCC. The survey was sent to a sample of caregivers who submitted application through one of these pilots between 2019 and 2023.
Big news for those who are looking forward to become permanent residents in Canada. Getting your permanent residency will now cost you more. IRCC has recently announced that starting April 30, 2024, the department will be increasing certain fees for permanent residency applications. IRCC says these new Canada's regulations is based on Consumer Price Index, which measures changes in prices over time. This adjustment aims to ensure fair and accurate fees for applicants. The fee increases, which are marked as applicable to the period between April 2024 to March 2026, apply as follows. Principal applicant and accompanying spouse or common law partner, $575. Federal skilled workers, provincial nominee program, Quebec skilled workers, Atlantic immigration class, and most economic pilots, principal applicant, $950. Accompanying spouse or common law partner, $950. Accompanying dependent child, $260. IRCC notes that in addition to the dependent children and protected persons, the following groups of applicants are exempt from paying the department's right of permanent residence fee. Sponsored child of a principal applicant under the family reunification class. The child must be under 22 years old and not have a spouse or partner. Principal applicant under the humanitarian and compassionate consideration and public policy classes. Additionally, members of the permit holder class are not permitted to include accompanying family members in their applications for permanent residence. For further changes on applications fee for permanent residency, please visit canada.ca.
Mark Miller, Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship, has announced the new release of the Rodal Report. The Rodal Report, officially known as Nazi War Criminals in Canada, the Historical and Policy Setting from the 1940s to the Present, by Alti Rodal, provides information on the historical policies and circumstances that led to the presence of Nazi war criminals in Canada. This new version of the report is available now on the Library and Archives Canada website. This report was originally prepared in support of the Commission of Inquiry on War Criminals in Canada, established in 1985. Well, this newly released version that is following a request made under the Access to Information Act reveals information to the public that was previously sealed away. Although the information released is no longer sensitive due to the passage of time, some information does still remain protected in accordance to the Access to Information Act and the Privacy Act. The IRCC stated that the Government of Canada is dedicated to honoring the memory of millions of people who died senselessly in the Holocaust and the Canadians who fought to liberate Europe from the Nazis. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to click the bell icon to subscribe to get notified for latest episodes and posts. For more information on topics covered in this episode, please visit us at myconsultant.ca, where you can contact an authorized immigration and citizenship consultant. I'm Tashina Thompson.
I am Tina Batra, and we'll see you next month.